Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to this Monday edition of our program. We're delighted to have you with us. I hope you were with us all last week because we just started last week a two-week series on the basics of deliverance, and what a ride it has been. This has never been broadcast before, and Derek has been taking us through a systematic theology of the demonic, of how demons land in people's lives and connect to people and drive them, so to speak. And he's going to talk this week, of course, on how to get free from this. It's a wonderful series, and it's something that we absolutely need. What I love about it is that it's a truth that Derek Prince really paid a price to pioneer in the body of Christ. He was opposed, he was hated, he was written against, but I'll tell you, it's nothing more than normal Christianity. The idea that demonic forces attached to our lives in areas of unforgiveness, in areas of unrepented sin, is just normal biblical Christianity, and we're learning today how to drive these off. Now, if you missed any of last week's broadcast, any of last week's teachings, be sure and log on to the website at derekprince.org, and you can listen to them as often as you like, as well as discover a lot of other resources that Derek Prince Ministries is making available to you. We'll be in this all this week. We'll have special friends on the back part of the show to help us process and digest and pray, and so you won't want to miss a moment of it. Let's get our Bibles, let's get our notebooks, let's get a pen, and let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us on how to expel the enemy.
The third is what I call prenatal influences. Things that happen while you are still in your mother's womb. And many people have an evil spirit enter them in that phase of their life. The commonest single reason is rejection. A mother resents the baby she's carrying in her womb. Maybe she wasn't married, and it's going to be an embarrassment. Or maybe she's not getting on well with her husband and she just doesn't want another burden in the family. Or maybe the financial situation makes it difficult for them to care for the children. But whatever, she just resents that little life that's starting in her womb. And that little person in the womb is very sensitive to attitudes. It's not just a fetus, it's a person. And it comes out with the spirit of rejection already in it. Or a woman who's pregnant may experience some kind of a shock, a moment of fear. She yields to the fear. The spirit of fear enters her, has two options. Can stay in the woman or stay in the infant in her womb. May find it more convenient to stay in the infant. Do you understand? So when the infant is born, it comes out with the spirit of fear. Let me show you a scripture which most people don't notice. In 1 Peter chapter 3, which is advice to wives, I just want to bring out this one aspect of it. Telling wives that the pattern for them in the Bible is the attitude of Sarah to Abraham. And I'm not laboring this point, don't get nervous. 1 Peter 3:6. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good, and it doesn't end there, and are not afraid with any terror. To be a daughter of Abraham, you have to be able to resist the sudden shock of fear. It's very obvious, I think, that women are more liable to sudden fright or panic than men. And again, I've dealt with many cases of people who needed deliverance because of some shock that came to the mother while they were still in the mother's womb. Another interesting thing is, I noticed when I was full-time in this ministry, or let me say much more engaged in it than I am regularly now, that there were people in a certain age group in the United States, many of whom seemed to need deliverance from rejection. And I began to think maybe they were all born in the same period. And then I began to say, what period were they born in? And I discovered they were born during the Great Depression. And I reasoned out The mother already has six mouths to feed and not enough money, and here comes the seventh child. And she may be a good woman, but she inwardly resents the responsibility of that next child. And it is born with a spirit of rejection. All right, we don't have time to dwell on any of these. Number four. But let me say, if you go to a fortune teller or some such person to find out what will happen to your baby when it's born, you have started that baby off with two strikes against it before it even comes out of the womb. Number four. Soulish domination. See, there's a difference between the spirit and the soul. I can't go into that. But there are many people who control and manipulate other people by what I call soul force, soulish domination. The most common example in contemporary American culture is a mother dominating her children, especially her sons. There used to be a best-selling book in the Jewish community entitled How to Be a Good Jewish Mother. And one of the lessons was how to get your son to play his violin in public using no other motivation but guilt. Well, when you know the Yiddish mama, well, they call them in Hebrew Yiddish mamas. I mean, they are the perfect example of what I'm talking about. You know about the lady in the big theater who shouted out, "Is there a doctor in the house?" And a man stood up and said, "Yes." And she said, "Boy, do I have a daughter for you." All right. But it goes a lot beyond that. I have met successful businessmen, bank presidents and people like that, who never developed in emotional maturity because they still were tied to their mother's umbilicus. The spiritual umbilical cord had never been cut. The methods of manipulation are endless. I think of a mother who dominated her family because every time things went wrong, she got migraine. And all the family had to tiptoe around, don't talk, don't make a noise, mother's got another of her headaches. She didn't realize it, but she kept them from doing anything she didn't want them to do by having migraines. See? There are two dirty words in this context. Dominate and manipulate. And wherever you meet them, you've met the devil.
You know, what you're hearing here is biblical psychology. There's an awful lot of psychobabble that has pervaded the body of Christ today. A whole lot of borrowing from secular philosophies and secular psychologies. But I'll tell you, this is biblical psychology. The idea that there are such things as soulish domination that can give entrance to the demonic, that there are such things as prenatal experiences that can allow our behavior to be penetrated by the demonic. This is what we need to know from the Word of God. More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book, and the other, an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry and deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately. You can get both resources, the 6-CD series, and Derek's insightful book for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. We're starting the second week of a marvelous series on deliverance, and Derek is teaching us something we desperately need to know, and that is how the demonic penetrates our lives. How does the demonic make an attachment to our souls and then begin to drive us in evil and immoral behavior or pressure us in ways that are destructive to us? Let's listen as Derek teaches us.
Number four, soulish domination. See, there's a difference between the spirit and the soul. I can't go into that. But there are many people who control and manipulate other people by what I call soul force, soulish domination. The most common example in contemporary American culture is a mother dominating her children, especially her sons. There used to be a best-selling book in the Jewish community entitled How to Be a Good Jewish Mother, and one of the lessons was how to get your son to play his violin in public using no other motivation but guilt. Well, when you know the Yiddish mama, well, they call them in Hebrew Yiddish mamas, I mean, they are the perfect example of what I'm talking about. You know about the lady in the big theater who shouted out, "Is there a doctor in the house?" And a man stood up and said, "Yes." And she said, "Boy, do I have a daughter for you." All right. But it goes a lot beyond that. I have met successful businessmen, bank presidents and people like that, who never developed in emotional maturity because they still were tied to their mother's umbilicus. The spiritual umbilical cord had never been cut. The methods of manipulation are endless. I think of a mother who dominated her family because every time things went wrong, she got migraine. And all the family had to tiptoe around, don't talk, don't make a noise, mother's got another of her headaches. She didn't realize it, but she kept them from doing anything she didn't want them to do by having migraines. See? There are two dirty words in this context, dominate and manipulate. And wherever you meet them, you've met the devil. All right, number five. I've had to say to some people, "Listen, if you want me to help you, I've got to be honest. The fact is, your mother is a witch. You still got to honor her, but she's a witch." I've had to tell people who got delivered, "You're just not free to go back to your parents' home. You'll have to stay away because you don't have the spiritual strength to stay free from that dominating, manipulating influence." Number five, pressures in early childhood. I have discovered that a child's spiritual and emotional defenses are not strong enough to keep out persistent demon pressure. Now, it says in James 3:16 something that's worth bearing in mind. James chapter 3, verse 16. "For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing will be there." So where there is an atmosphere of strife and disharmony between the parents, it generates a condition in which the children will be automatically exposed to demon influences. And I would say more than 90% of children are incapable of keeping them out. My observation is that 80% of demon problems have started in a person's life before the age of five. And the parents are responsible for that situation. You understand? Number six, moment or place of weakness. It can be emotional weakness, can be physical weakness. A woman is standing on a street corner and a horrible automobile accident takes place in front of her eyes. She's exposed to the spirit of fear. Or a woman has only one child. This is a case I actually dealt with. A boy, at the age of five, he dies. She goes into depression and stays in it for years. She has opened up to the spirit of grief, which is a very powerful spirit. Or a woman is expecting to get married and at the last moment the engagement is cancelled and she yields to the spirit of disappointment and goes through life an incomplete person. I remember I was teaching once years ago in a certain place and there was a lady who was Pentecostal and very spiritual sitting on the front row, and I happened to name the spirit of disappointment, and I watched her face. It convulsed. She changed totally. Her whole personality changed until she was delivered from that spirit of disappointment. You see, if you build your hopes on something and it doesn't work out, you're probably exposed to an evil force. Now, another kind of weakness is physical weakness. Let me give you this example. I've talked about epilepsy as being produced at times by an evil spirit. Some years ago, my first wife and I had a girl of about 18 who came to us. She'd heard my tapes. She was confirmed, diagnosed epileptic on medication, but she believed that it was an evil spirit. She came to us for deliverance. So Lydia and I prayed for her, and we felt that the spirit had left. But then the Lord seemed to say to me, "Your job isn't finished." So I said to the girl, "Now tell me, how did this start? Did it start with a physical injury?" And she said, "Yes, I was struck on the head by a baseball, and after that the seizures started." Well, I said, the physical injury was purely physical, but it opened the door to a spirit of epilepsy. You understand? The place of weakness was the injury to her brain. Now I said to her, "I believe the spirit has gone out. We need to close the door." So Lydia and I put hands on her and prayed for the healing of her brain. I was in contact with her for about 3 years after that. She took no more medication, never had another seizure. But I give that simply as an example of a moment or a place of weakness.
You know, the gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. The more you hear it, the more good news it is to you. And what a great thing it is to know that the experiences that happened to us before we were able to defend ourselves spiritually, that those experiences and those areas where the demonic came in, that we can be set free, that we can go back and see those things set aright to the glory of God. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. More to come, including Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living. A topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry and deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you, or those you love, struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, thankful that you're with us here today on this Monday as we launch the second week in a marvelous series by Derek Prince on deliverance. Here to help me think this through and process it and apply it to our lives is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries. And Dick, I always enjoy our time together on the air.
Thanks for having me, Stephen. It's great to be with you.
You know, I'm what's exciting to me is that as much of a price as Derek paid to give birth to pioneer this truth. The fact is there are many, many people out there now of every stripe and denomination who are practicing this in some form. So this really is sort of a his legacy that we're living in nowadays.
Well, you used the right word there, and that's pioneer. He really did pioneer in these areas. I can remember when Derek was first beginning to minister in the area of spiritual warfare, deliverance. You know, there were just a handful of people that were even referring to this. It was so new and so such a novel concept. But very quickly, especially in the early 70s, the need for this ministry became very apparent. I mean, you had people coming out of the 60s who had just basically immersed themselves in the drug culture and in all the occult appendages that brought on. And people just coming into this whole thing. I mean, the Summer of Love had started in 1967. People had given themselves completely over to sexual immorality. You know, you just can't do that without there being the need. Sure. And so, you know, as a result of this teaching from Derek, there began to be people all over the United States who would be able to minister to these people and really help them get free from the pit that they had dug themselves into.
You know, that's true. And it seems to me that in the 1960s, you had a more overt version of demonic activity. You had Eastern religions coming in. You had hallucinogenic drugs. You had the birth of the Church of Satan in April of 1966, etc. Now, it seems like the demonic has become more culturally acceptable in the sense that it's not as overtly dark. It's as though the devil has put on his more colorful PJs, and he's not being overtly dark. You don't have a Church of Satan. You just have what looks like an innocuous rock concert, and yet just as much evil is being poured out there. You know, I mean, it's just as demonic, and I don't mean to pick on anybody in particular, but it's just as demonic and releases just as much of a negative spirit for Britney Spears to get up and sing teeny bopper songs, but be really overtly sexual and draw a lot of people into lust, as it is for you to have, you know, Black Sabbath. It's the same, the force is coming from the same place. And yet, obviously, the Britney Spears dynamic is more culturally acceptable because, you know, she's not sacrificing cats on stage or something. Yeah. And so this is what's happened in our generation.
Well, and the other thing that I'd quickly add is that, you know, the things that I've dealt with in my life, and just to be very personal here, you know, stubbornness and pride and things like that, you know, we sometimes tend to focus on the things that are so overt, but those are the things that will really do you damage in your long-term Christian life. And those are the things where I've appreciated, I personally experienced deliverance. I personally had help that has been afforded me through this ministry that has enabled me to break free from things that, you know, because of my heritage, because a lot of times this is where generational curses will come into play as well. You know, things that I inherited almost innocently, I've been tied up by them and I've been set free. So, but what's your experience been with this, Stephen? How have you come into contact with this particular ministry?
Well, as a pastor and as a guy working in missions, I've encountered the demonic in a lot of different forms, but the most destructive in my life has been where I've had a tendency of soul that the devil has just gotten behind and pushed on. Mm-hmm. You know, I played football in high school and early college, and, you know, one of the tricks is that you find out where your opponent's going, especially if you're a lineman, if you're blocking people, pushing them out of the way,
right.
You find out where they're going and push them further.
That's right.
And so, you know, if you already have a tendency to stubbornness, as you've just said, and I'm the devil, and please don't comment on being the devil, then I simply find out what the proclivity of your soul is and push you further in that direction. That's really what a stronghold is.
That's right.
Or if you've got a problem with rage or lust or whatever, I'll simply wait to see what the turning of your soul is and say, okay, well, let's push you in that direction.
Sure.
And then the running back of the devil can just go right on into the rest of your life. How do you like that analogy?
That's great.
So
I love it.
All that to say, people sometimes wonder, well, how can Derek talk about self-pity or other things being, you know, a stronghold? But that's really the way it is. Listen, that's all the time we have. But thanks for being with me, Dick. It's great
to be with you, Stephen, always.
Please log on to the website at derekprince.org. You'll find marvelous material and be able to listen to these teachings as much as you want. But again, that is all the time we have for today. So for everybody at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order the Freedom and Deliverance Package, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Purchase separately the 6-CD series on deliverance and demonology, along with Derek's classic book, Thou Shall Expel Demons, would cost $46.95. Now you can get these powerful resources at the special price of only $24.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.